Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan that I do a great deal of hunting with, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, you know, these days so many people like to take videos of their outdoor, their outings, their fishing and hunting and all kind of outdoor trips. Jeff Rice is my good friend. He owns the Buck and Bass Ranch, and Jeff and I recently started, 6 weeks or so ago, started doing an outdoor video show each week. And I thought it would be fun to get Jeff on and just talk about making, filming your own hunts and fishing trips. Jeff, thank you a lot for being with us, bud.
Good morning, and glad to be here with you, Luke.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you. And, you know, I guess we should tell all our listeners about the video. You know, the one that we just recorded has got about, it received about 7,500 views in the first 2 days.
Liking that. That's awesome. Obviously, there are people out there liking what they're seeing, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I just want to kind of get the point across. It's you and I, when we started it, our goal was to just take folks with us on our outdoor adventures, and it could
that's
be
correct.
We've done hog hunting, calling wild hogs, fishing in the creeks, fishing for catfish, outdoor cooking, you name it, different topics. But we've only been doing this about 6 weeks, folks, and so much fun, Jeff. And I think where a lot of videos that I watch, even on television, that miss the boat for people like us that enjoy the outdoors, I see the Hollywood aspect of it. In other words, someone is trying to be, Grant, an entertainer, if you will, rather than a relayer of information. So what we do is just us doing it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for us, it's all about, you know, the times that we've shared in the outdoors, you know, growing up as young men up into adulthood. And it's taking those experiences and things we're learning still yet today and, you know, having that opportunity to, you know, just share that information and stuff with folks out there so maybe they can learn something as well. And you know what, we have fun along the way. This isn't scripted, it isn't Hollywood. You know, it's down backcountry fun stuff is all it is, you know?
Exactly. Yes. And I know that would be the only type of endeavor like that I'd want to be involved with. I could not imagine doing a scripted outdoor show. Folks, Jeff is really, really good with the camera. He can kind of, in his mind, he can picture what's about going to happen and then get it on film. And also, you know, there's many, many videos that you've done, Jeff. Buck and Bass Ranch, your website there, mm-hmm. Many of them are posted. But you've been doing this actually a long time, haven't you?
Jesus, as long as I can remember. I mean, when I was old enough and my parents gave me money, I got my first little camera and started, you know, kind of doing some stuff with filming. And that was early. That was a pretty good sized camera. Well, today's cameras, I mean, they're a lot smaller and a lot more compact and a lot better, quite frankly. And, you know, just years of filming stuff and just having fun, whether it was us as young men out fishing or if we were, you know, in Canada doing a fishing trip or if we're out, you know, hunting, pursuing wild boar, you know, I've got my camera with me and it's just fun, you know, to capture that moment. And then, you know, you can relive that moment through your videos and you can share it with others so they can relive or they can, you know, live vicariously through your film. So I just enjoy it. That's fun to me. And to go back and look at some of the stuff I've done, you know, really, quite frankly, Luke, along the way, I've learned quite a bit myself, you know, on what to do, what not to do, you know, kind of things when it comes to the videoing thing. But, like, you know, for me, it's just little things along the way that I've picked up. Sometimes it's just from watching a TV show. You might capture some idea just from watching someone else do something, but it's all fun. You know, it's all fun, and it kind of shares our adventures, and really that's kind of what we're trying to do here, you know?
You betcha. Yeah, and, you know, YouTube, of course, is a huge It's a good way to share videos for sure. But folks, you can watch these videos. They are on YouTube. Friendly News on YouTube. You can go there. But I would like all of our friends, Jeff, to go on Facebook and like Friendly News, FRINDLEE, Friendly News. And that's where the shows, they air at 10 o'clock every Friday there, and it's on Facebook, you know. But, it's a good way to follow a lot of the things that we actually film wind up as newspaper articles for my weekly newspaper column I've been doing for 3 decades, Jeff. So it really does fit in nicely because, you know, words and still pictures will describe a lot, but the video kind of tells the tale, you know?
Well, like you said, it allows our viewing audience to kind of go with us, you know, be out there in the field with us and kind of see what we do and kind of maybe visualize some of the tips and tricks and things that we pass along. So the visual part of it really is kind of an exciting thing because you can actually see what you're doing versus just listening. And again, the show, you mentioned, you know, Friendly News on Facebook. You can also just look up Friendly News on YouTube and you'll find the videos there as well.
That's true. Exactly. Yep. And they are posted there. You know, folks, Jeff and I are about to embark on a fun trip with some other, well, Jeff's wife is coming and some other friends up to Squatakin Lake Lodge up in northern Saskatchewan. This will be my third time to fish there. Went up to another lodge a few years ago, the first time I went to Canada. But Jeff, I think you fished up to some of the southern lakes up in Canada, but this will be your first fly-in place. I think you're going to be in for a big treat. And then our listeners will get to go with us in my articles and all, but also you're going to film this, aren't you?
Absolutely. And let me tell you, I am looking forward to it.
I know you are.
As you alluded to, I've been up to Canada many times. And when it comes to going to Canada, you know, it's always an exciting, you know, leading up to the trip, it's always exciting. It's a lot of fun. It's a great place to go. And we will. We'll be filming up there and we'll bring some of our adventures, you know, back to our viewing audience and you'll be able to see, you know, get a good idea of what we experience up there. And certainly if there's anybody out there that's interested in doing that kind of a trip, you know, they can reach out to you through catfishradio.org. And a lot of information on your website that will allow folks to go and see, you know, book an adventure just like we're going to go on. So fun stuff.
It right? is, Jeff. And I did a newspaper article a couple of weeks ago. Lack of information is one reason that a lot of people don't make the trip to northern Canada, one of these fly-in camps. Because of logistics, I mean, you think, wow, how in the world am I going to coordinate all this? It's really, if you can book an air flight to Saskatoon, rent a car, and cost, a lot of people think about cost on these things, but it's less than $1,000 up at Squatakin Lake Lodge for 5 days of fishing, a cabin, a boat, fuel, motor, fish cleaning. You do your own cooking, but we kind of like that anyway. I bet we'll have maybe a video on some walleye being
shore lunch.
Sure.
We'll show everybody how we do a shore lunch.
Yeah,
that's just some fun stuff. And for those folks out there that have never done this kind of a trip, you know, do your research. Get on, you know, Google. You'll find information. There's a lot of information out, you know, for, you know, Canadian fly-in fishing trips mm-hmm. and stuff. But the Squatakin Lake Lodge, I've never been there. I know you've been there a couple times, but I am excited because I've been on their website and, you know, just looking at what they have to offer there. And I know we're in for a treat, real treat.
Going to have a good time, Jeff, I'll tell you. Well, folks, you know, I wish we had about an hour to visit and talk more about what's coming up, Jeff, but we don't. So thank you a lot for being with us. We'll remind folks to watch the video that you film and do the editing on each week there at Friendly News. And we'll get you back soon. We'll talk some more outdoor adventures of some sort. What do you say?
You betcha, buddy. Absolutely.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep East Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350-grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening. I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of cat fishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.